This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it is going to be weird to have only the Knicks on tonight.
Rangers play.
Well, Rangers,
the Rangers
play. The Canadiens,
Devils play. Islanders play.
Well, you know, okay. For me. Just for me and my own personal likings.
I gotcha.
So I could sit there and focus on them. Having no baseball, no football.
Yeah.
And now I feel like it's basketball season. Just like that. Snap of a finger. But I'm excited for it. And it's a long regular season with lots of peaks and valleys.
Is this earlier than normal? I thought they always started Halloween week.
It feels a little early.
It does.
It's almost Halloween week.
Or no, I know. I thought it was a week early, though. But
the amazing thing, their home opener is Friday night.
World Series.
Yes.
Nothing you can do about that, huh?
And the Pacers are back in town.
That's right. Did you see the video that Tyrese Halliburton posted?
I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Fifth, what's up, brother? Wanted to congratulate you on your Vegas residency. You've always shown love, so I want to show love back. Appreciate you. Congratulations. That's a big, big honor. It's 4 a.m.
All right, so just so you're aware, it's 50 Cent.
50.
About being in Vegas.
Okay.
And all is good. And then he talks about, you know, it's 4:00 a.m. And if you're just hearing it, all sounds fine.
Big honor. It's 4 a.m. I just got back from the club, but I got to make sure I show love to my guy. Congratulations, brother. Keep going.
Congratulations!
Not one, not two, three blondes with him.
That's right. Three blondes.
Now, one is his girlfriend. So I imagine it's, and two of her friends, I guess. And he's there shirtless.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it looks like
he's ready to roll.
Yeah,
he's ready to go, man. He's got it. He's focused. He's that'll be a great year for the Pacers.
That's a mayor of Poundtown spot. Right.
Yeah. What do you think his contract is?
Big.
He's probably making what, $50 million a year?
Did you see
5-245?
Yeah. Wow. Did you see the extensions that were handed down in the NBA the last couple days?
Yeah, there's a couple of them, yep.
So Jalen Johnson, 22 years old, got 3 years, $150 million. Or no, 5 years, $150 million, I believe.
It's a lot of guys that get a lot of money.
You're not kidding. And then the WNBA might have a work stoppage after next year as they're opting out of their CBA.
Well, they're opting out of their CBA because their media rights deal has significantly improved. Now, there are a lot of stories out there that the WNBA lost a lot of money again this year, despite the popularity and how it has supposedly grown. We will see over the next 2 to 3 years whether or not this is actually going to really turn into a thing.
Sure. We are brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Oh, by the way, we are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Haven't done that either. So we got Ravens Bucks last night. There were two, not one, two Monday night football games last night to wrap up the week in the NFL. And after a slow start, if you will, just in terms of the scoreboard being down 10-0, the Ravens came storming back.
Ravens break huddle in their white jerseys and black pants, moving from right to left. The running back is Justice Hill. Jackson with three wide, takes a look at the nickel. Arms outstretched, shotgun snap, right tackle block, puts his on, dumps it off the hill at the 20, got a block 15. Inside the numbers, the 10, the 5, corkscrews in, touchdown Baltimore.
And that was Kevin Harlan, Westwood 1.
Perfectly executed screen by the Baltimore Ravens.
Sure was. That
no awareness by the defensive line or linebackers of the Buccaneers in that particular play.
And that put them in front 14-10 on their way to a 41-31 win in Tampa. Lamar Jackson was simply outstanding, 17 of 20. 22, 281, 5 touchdowns, no picks, ran for 52 yards. In terms of being down 10-0, maybe a slow start from you guys?
It wasn't slow tonight. Those guys were flying around. It was getting after us a little bit. Got a couple sacks, few sacks. Disrupted us a few times. But we came out victorious, so that's all that matters.
And that's 5 straight wins. He is playing quite well. Is he playing at a higher level, John Harbaugh?
How do you measure levels? There's a lot of levels going on here, but I think we can take it to another level as a football team. You know, across the board, there's so many things we can improve upon. That's what we're going to be focusing on.
So while they're 5-2, the Bucs are 4-3. Baker Mayfield losing Chris Godwin to an ankle injury. Mike Evans a hamstring injury. Here's Mayfield going forward.
Have to find a way. Short week. We're going to be playing for first place in the division next week at home against Atlanta. Got to have the nature of this business. It sucks. And, you know, I'm going to be thinking about Chris and Mike for a while here.
Yeah, hopefully they get better sooner rather than later. The other game was the Cardinals and the Chargers, and this thing went down to the wire.
The Cardinals down 1-2 seconds left. No timeouts remaining for the Chargers. Ryland is ready. Gillikin to hold, snap, ball down, the kick is up, and the kick is good, and the Cardinals win it, 17-15.
And that was Cardinals radio with the game winner right there from 32 yards out. Arizona beats L.A. Kyler Murray threw for a touchdown, also had a 44-yard touchdown run. Here was his head coach, Jonathan Gannon. We can do this.
I think that's the main thing is you just got to control your day, you know, and just keep stacking good days. And our behavior is right, but now we gotta keep it going. It's got to translate, you know what I mean? Because we're good enough where it can translate. I know that.
I'm sure very disappointing for the Chargers. They had a lot of offense, a lot of yards, but when you kick a lot of field goals, you don't win games. They had 5 of them. Here's Justin Herbert.
I thought we did a lot of good things, but we got to score points in the red zone. That's the biggest takeaway from tonight's game. We got an amazing kicker, but we got to do a better job for our defense, for our special teams.
And they do have an amazing kicker.
The kicker.
He is unbelievable. A 59-yarder last night that probably would have been good from about at least 66, 67 yards.
Probably. And he also had the 50-yarder and a 47-yarder, so he was pretty good. But you don't win games kicking field goals. Yes.
Dicker, the kicker. What would be the equivalent of that with a punter?
No, let's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter the Hunter.
Oh, okay. Hunter the Punter.
Good Lord. All right, the Jets play the Patriots on Sunday. Rex Ryan was fired up about this Jets team on ESPN in terms of what the coaches needed to do and be. Here was one of two clips from Rex.
Why the hell you hire me? All right? Why? All right. Because I'm going to create that culture. That team is more important than the freaking individual. That when the team wins, everybody wins. All right? It ain't about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front of the damn jersey.
And then he was ripping the Jets. All right. For being a collection of players and not necessarily a team.
Be proud to be a damn New York Jet. Right now, I don't see it. I'm proud to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm proud to be this guy. I'm proud to be that guy. How about be proud to be a freaking New York Jet? Where's the passion for it?
A lot of passion from Rex.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very generic, just coaching, shouting thing there.
It was a lot of shouting.
I mean, there wasn't anything in there that was particularly interesting. He just shouted a bunch of cliches.
How about Micah Parsons shouting?
Mm. Oh, yeah, he's shouting?
Well, not really. But talking about Saquon Barkley and the Giants, and the Giant fans specifically, Micah on his podcast, not happy with the Giant fans.
Saquon returns back, and he said he saw them burning jerseys, and his jersey in the parking lot. Like, what are Giants fans absolutely, like, are y'all just as delusional as the GM?
He then says, blame Joe Shane, not the player.
It is not Saquon's fault that he is not back in the blue and white. He's not back in New York. Point fingers at the GM. Like, did you not all see the same video of Hard Knocks when they said, we don't know if we want to give him this money?
Right. And then he says, this is all on the organization, not Saquon.
Y'all allowed Saquon to hit free agency. Y'all allowed the Eagles to offer him something. Y'all could have signed him during the season or the year before that. The Giants were playing around with this man's money, not allowing him to feed his family.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a bit of a stretch.
But I have to say, man, they haven't won a home game this year. Am I right?
Who's this?
The Dallas Cowboys.
No, they've been brutal at
and
home.
And this man is talking about somebody else's business?
He's injured, and yes.
And he's talking about another team's business. Now, it's one thing if you are a, you know, an ex-player and you have to give opinions. I totally understand that.
He does this every week.
And here he is. I mean, you know, your own house is burning down.
Speaking of their own house, just one more clip from him, and then you can continue.
People leave blood and loyalty. Y'all still let him walk away. Like, you almost have to laugh at them. And then, like, I'm so glad he had that game because he damn near on their turf.
Damn near what?
Bleeped. Turd on their turf. Yeah,
I had a line I was going to use, but I didn't during the broadcast. There was a corgi race. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
During halftime.
Yeah. That was probably the most enjoyable thing we saw all day.
Right, I said, so now the Giants offense, not the only dog crap that was on the field. But I thought that wasn't appropriate for a national broadcast.
Professional broadcast. This is a national broadcast.
Well, it's just different. It's a talk show.
As opposed to an NFL play-by-play
game. Right, yeah.
I think you could have gone with it.
Yeah. Poop or crap?
Crap.
Crap. Okay.
Perhaps I'm not the best judge.
Saquon Barkley won this particular game and this particular laugh, and he got the revenge. You know, the real question is Saquon Barkley going to last the whole season and then beyond? Because that's really what the discussion is in these GM offices. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of player will we have if we give, you know, $30 million of guaranteed money, and is he going to be available for, you know, 2 to 3 years? So that still has to play itself out. Certainly Saquon has been great for the Eagles. I'm not saying he hasn't been, but the question is, will it happen for the next 36 games or so?
Well, that's a great segue to get into the other injuries around the league. Brandon Ayuk, torn ACL. Deshaun Watson, ruptured Achilles. Jaden Daniels, rib injury. As we know, this was Dan Quinn.
So it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to list it as week to week. And like I said, hopefully we'll play this week and we'll take it every day of it, all the way through.
And so that's at least positive news for Daniels. You got the Dolphins and the Cardinals on Sunday. And while we see Jaden Daniels out, maybe back this week, Tua's missed the last couple of weeks, obviously, in concussion protocol. He is planning on playing this week. They asked him if he was going to wear that shell on his helmet. He said, absolutely not.
Guardian cap.
Yep. Then he said, I know what I signed up for.
Every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds.
Yeah, you know, I don't like the guardian cap name. Like, I would have gone with anti-concussion condom. That's what I would have gone with. Because then it's just, people would know what it is. Like, you just said that thing on your head, right? And then Boomer's like, it's the Guardian cap. Like, no one's going to remember the Guardian cap.
That's true.
You call it the anti-concussion condom. Everybody, nobody forgets that.
Anti-concussion condom.
Yeah. Mm. You know?
I don't necessarily know I'd wear one. I don't think I'd wear that if they called it that.
Why not? It's protect your head. I mean, come on. The function of a regular condom is to protect you. It's the same thing.
What do we got, about 6 or 7 players wearing those Guardian caps now? You
the
think?
What?
The anti-concussion condom.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, about 6 or 7 players are wearing those things. Yeah, I was confused what you said there.
All right,
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.